What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We're talking with Chris in Arizona about internet censorship. And it isn't just critics of Israel who are being censored. People who question the safety of vaccines are being censored on the internet.
No, I never said it was anything about critics of Israel being censored. I said, do you know who is in charge of the ADL, the main sponsors of the censorship online? His name's Jonathan Greenblatt. You know about him, Mike?
Not all that much, no, but they're one of the sponsors of online censorship, but they're not the only one. Big Pharma's
behind all this? No, they're the main forces. No, you keep trying to divert and transgress to, like, vaccines and stuff. I'm not talking about that, Mike. I'm talking about internet censorship and who's behind it and how Trump is right on board with it and why is Trump not doing anything about it. The only ones that are really being censored, Mike, are the ones that actually do have real critical issues. They talk about immigration, about our aid to Israel, all different things like that. You know, it's okay if you start talking about, you know, LGBT rights and socialism and all this crap, you know. They'll let you talk about that. But the second you do actually mention anything that's critical of Israel, they'll shut you down. So you telling me, Mike, that you really think that Trump's not behind all this internet censorship and that he's not on board with it? Or do you really think that he's going to do something about it?
Well, it's obvious by this point he's not going to do anything about it. And it's a terrible betrayal of the independent media, considering how hard we all worked to keep Hillary out of that chair that Trump sits in today.
So hold on. But, Mike, you got to listen to what you're actually saying. You're saying that you did this to keep Hillary out of that chair. Newsflash, Mike, she's running again. So what did that
even do then?
So hold on. So who are we going to vote for now? Tulsi Gabbard? Come on, Mike. You say different things all the time, but you don't ever really mean anything. I'm telling you that who's behind internet censorship? The main people. Who's the main group that you can't talk about, Mike? What did Voltaire say?
Chris, you're trying to focus on Israel, and I understand that's your perspective.
I didn't say anything about Israel. You're the
ADL.
One that brought that up, and then you brought up vaccines.
You said ADL.
The ADL's not run out of Israel, is it? No, it's run out of the United States.
Of course it is.
They have branches in Israel. They have branches all over the place. Who's the head of the ADL, Mike? Come on, I told you. Jonathan Greenblatt.
Okay.
He has connections to the Trump agency.
Get to your point.
Does Donald Trump have any connections with Zionism?
Well, his family's good friends with the Netanyahus, and we knew that
going
in.
Do you know his daughter's real name is Yael Kirshner? Her name's not even Ivanka? Did you know that, Mike?
No, I did not know that.
So is she a Christian or what? You didn't know that her real name is Yael Kirshner. What do you know about Jared Kushner?
Well, he's the son-in-law.
Do you know anything
about
Jared Kushner? He's the president's son-in-law. So what gives him the right to be in power? Hey, how about this, Mike? Can you name some of Trump's accomplishments that you worked so hard to get him in that chair for? Can you name one of them?
No, I've made it
name
very
one
clear
of Trump's
over the last
time.
Chris, stop cutting me off or I'm cutting the line. Made it very clear over the
I'm
past months.
Go ahead. Name one of his accomplishments.
Okay. Thank you, Chris, very much. We're going to let you go here. And I've made it very clear over the last several months, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. Okay? And I understand that internet censorship is a very critical problem of our day and that the censorship seems focused on those who are a threat to various vested interests. But it's not just the ADL. Big Pharma is engaged in the censorship. You know, they're going after the anti-vaxxers. Conservatives in general are under attack. It's just become this fascist playground where anybody who says something that a corporation or a politician doesn't like gets cut. And that's not what the First Amendment is all about. Now you have these fools who are out there saying that the First Amendment doesn't cover criticism of Israel. Of course it does. The First Amendment's an absolute. It covers everything. Now, if Hillary does run again and shows some sign of traction, I don't know what I'm going to do. Go fishing or something. But I'll tell you this, after the way Trump turned his back on the independent media and his other supporters, we're not going to go to the same effort that we went to last time to get him into that White House. And I'll be very honest, my work in 2016 was less about getting Donald Trump in and more about keeping Hillary Clinton out. And I'm still adamant that she should not be allowed to be president of the United States because she actually thinks the American people betrayed her by not voting her in the last two times she ran. And if she becomes president, she's vindictive. She will find a way to punish us all. So anyway, we're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. All right, getting on back here to the world of computers. Apparently, there's a man who is claiming his Fitbit started burning up while he was sleeping, leaving him with horrific third-degree burns, said it felt like the gadget was melting through his arm. Now, he's probably talking about a failure of the lithium-ion battery. I'm wondering why he was wearing it in his sleep. I don't know about the rest of you, but when I go to bed, I'll take my watch off because that's when I charge it. Now, it turns out that all of these assistant smart speakers have yet another vulnerability. Apparently, the microphones incorporated into these home assistants are so sensitive, they will interpret pulsing light as a sound. Meaning an attacker can take an infrared laser, modulate it, some words like open the front door, beam that onto the smart assistant from way outside the house, and the front door will open. I wouldn't have one of those in my house. I absolutely will not have one. So, now over at Oberlin College, their president is still saying that Gibson's Bakery, which won a $44 million judgment against the Ohio School for Libel, is still out there saying that, yeah, Gibson's Bakery, they're racist. They're absolutely racist. $44 million judgment. Why does this guy still have his job? That's what I want to know here. Speaking of those who question vaccines, there's a new study showing how the HPV vaccine can trigger an extremely wide spectrum of autoimmune diseases. Now, you know, originally this was a vaccine for young girls to protect them against cervical cancer. Then they wanted to give it to young boys because, you know, since boys are now able to be women, we presume they can get cervical cancer. And now they're targeting adults. So HPV vaccines have been linked to over 100,000 reported adverse events, including disabling autoimmune conditions and deaths. But officials seem unconcerned. They're too busy making money. Merck set the tone for the truth-stretching claim that HPV vaccine risks were negligible when it conducted its initial clinical trial for Gardasil and dismissed as irrelevant the serious medical conditions that arose within 7 months in half of all participants who received the vaccine. Talk about an inconvenient truth there. Parents are concerned. And they're very concerned about all these laws being passed in all the states saying that personal belief no longer counts. You will load up your child's arm with these 30 different vaccines, of which CDC owns the patent on most of them. Now the parents are coming on back and saying, well, what about religious exemptions? And they'll take that away too. Because we live in a country right now where it's all about pushing the product and getting your money. Whether the product is any good for you, whether it's healthy for you, even if it's harmful, get you to buy it. Get the money. I get a sense of like absolute desperation in our corporate climate. That things are just so tight. The attitude seems to be anything for a buck, AFAB. And As a result, our population is getting sicker and sicker. Our lifespan is in decline. We're supposed to have the best health care in the world. It's certainly the most expensive. Right now, it's ranked at something like 33rd, 34th. And with this flood of these mandatory vaccines, the number of Americans who suffer chronic conditions is growing. I was watching this commercial the other day for medication for plaque psoriasis and noticing that the active ingredient in the medicine that was being peddled is an immunosuppressant, which has raised the possibility that plaque psoriasis is a vaccine accident. Don't want to admit it. They'll just sell you another medication to deal with it. They get you on one medication, and then they sell you another dozen to deal with the side effects. So, all right, well, the global warming cult is still out there screaming that we need population control. There's a worldwide climate emergency, and saying failure to act will lead to untold human suffering. Actually, government leads to untold human suffering. Okay, we're going to take another phone call here from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Hey, Mike. I just recorded a video today on my YouTube channel just about called Capitalism versus Socialism. And to be honest with you, just what you're talking about now, things like this, is turning me more and more towards socialism, towards believing really what we need. Because this garbage, pushing these vaccines and pushing the GMO and pushing all the other garbage, and even climate change, comes from the capitalists, from the extreme, what I call predatory capitalists. They call it crony capitalism. I call it what it really is. It's predatory capitalism. It destroys everything it touches. It eats up everything. It gets bigger and bigger because it's not regulated properly. It's not, we don't use our antitrust laws against it. And I think it's time, really, socialism is not all that bad. I'm looking at what's going on in Venezuela. The only reason they're having the problems they're having now is because of these vicious sanctions they put on. In reality, Maduro is not a dictator, neither was Chavez. They were elected. And on top of that, Maduro is a very religious man. He's a deeply religious Christian. And so, by the way, is the guy in Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, Iran-Contra things about. He just recently they just abolished abortion. They said they outlawed abortion, and they also outlawed gay marriage. It's a very Christian nation, and it's not a dictatorship. So, because you have socialism, doesn't mean you've got a dictatorship. There's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits socialism. I mean, you could say private property, but it doesn't mean because you've got some kind of a socialist country that you can't own your own land or you can't own your own place. It simply means you can't be a predator and own and have so much money, you start using that money as a weapon. And that's what these billionaires and these big corporations are doing. They're even getting us into wars. What do you think all these wars are about? You see what Trump says. Oh, we're going to steal your oil. And on top of that, we're going to steal Stolen Heights there, you know, Golan Heights, Stolen Heights. This is also because of big money, on top of that, lobbyists from other countries. This is, you know, Mike, I'm telling you, I am going to vote. I want Tulsi to win real bad. But you know what? If Bernie Sanders gets the nomination and he runs against Trump, I'll vote for Sanders. Nobody else the Democrats have I can vote for. They're all garbage. But Sanders, I believe he, at least he'll try to make real changes. Whether he'll be able to do it, I think he might be too old and too weak to accomplish it. But, you know, who knows? I mean, he is pretty dedicated in that. And as far as Tulsi goes, I think she will really make changes that we really need, especially in our foreign policy that is driven by capitalist greed. I'm really to the point. I used to be a very much more conservative. That's changing day by day rapidly. And when we go over stuff like the vaccines, the garbage they're putting I've never taken a flu shot, and I don't plan on taking a flu shot. I got the flu, I think the last time I got a real bad case of the flu was 20 years ago. Okay? Got over in 2 days. That was it. You know? It's just got to stop. I mean, These people, they want to own everything. They want to boss us around. Even climate, so-called climate change, is really driven by the capitalists more than anything else, because they're the ones that want the taxes, the carbon taxes. They're the ones that are pushing that nonsense, like Goldman Sachs, big on climate change. Monsanto, of course, big on climate. But what they're not telling you is what they're really polluting this country with and the world with is their genetically engineered garbage. Now, not only the food,
yes,
but they're doing a lot of other things. That's the problem, Mike. Predatory capitalism. And if they can't control that predatory capitalism, I'll be honest with you, I'm voting for socialism. I'm tired of this. I don't think it's all that bad. I certainly have nothing to lose. I got, you know, I think me are probably the same boat. I mean, I don't have much. I got a, you know, manufactured home I live in. It's on its own land. It's not, it's kind of in the middle of the woods. But I'm happy with it because, you know what? I got my privacy. I got animals all around. I got my animals. I got, you know, I don't need a mansion, okay? I don't need a million dollar mansion somewhere. And if I had a mansion right now in certain parts of California, it'd probably be burned to the ground by now. So,
true.
If you only need so much money, you don't need $1 billion, okay? You really don't need it, especially since they're taking this money, and they're using it as weapons, okay? People like Bloomberg, Gates is a big-time eugenicist, you know.
Yep.
He brags about it, even. People are so stupid, they'll still take the vaccines he pushes and thinks he really means good for everybody. He doesn't mean good for anybody. He's a predator, and he's a eugenist, and I think he's one of these people who like to pretty much eliminate the entire Earth population. You know, I saw the movie The New Terminator yesterday, and you know,
yes,
what? There's a lot of political correctness in there and stuff like that, you know, making the women the hero and stuff like that. Okay, fine. I agree. And he even had something about the border and, you know, how to... Yeah, the Border Patrol is. But you know what? I kept my mind on the meat of the matter. And you know what that is? That is artificial intelligence. That's the danger. And if you look through what they were saying, you could see that's the danger. We are building more and more artificial intelligence, more and more robots. These billionaires and these elitists think that they're going to rule the robots and they can get rid of us. What they don't understand is the robots should kill them too, the final analysis. But
yes,
they really think that they can do that. They want to wipe out either most of or all of the human population and take off. This is what their final goal is. You saw it in Rainbow. You know, Tom Clancy had it down pat in Rainbow Six. This is the,
yes,
thinking of these
people. I was going to mention that.
Yeah. It was a great book, you know. I don't think it ever made it in movies. I wish it had, but they would have probably put it in the movie anyway. So, just like they did with Sum of All Fears, when it was really about Islamist terrorists, I think, the book, and they made,
yes,
it like European neo-Nazis, you know? They'll butcher. They butcher a lot of these books. But that book, that was really great, and I think it shows really how evil these people are and how elitist,
yes,
thinking they are and how dangerous they are. And that's why I'll watch a movie like, you know, the last Terminator there, like I saw yesterday, because forget all the political correctness it gives. When you really get down nitty gritty, and you know what? I think Hollywood, they're elitist also. I think there is a...
Yes.
The Illuminati has a ritual. I mean, it's a ritual. They want to tell you what they're going to do. They'll tell you what they're going to do to you first. And then they'll say to themselves, well, you're so stupid, you won't even realize it. And we'll do it to you anyway. That's, I think, with a lot of movies like the Terminators, the whole Terminator series, and the, what's that other movie, The Matrix, and other movies like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what Hollywood wants to do. You know, they want to...
Well, this latest Terminator movie is bombing at the box office. Again, because it's been politically corrected, and people are sick of that. Anyway, listen, Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have more callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Nathan in Northern California. Aloha, Nathan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. In response, well, I got a couple, three things, then I'll get to my main point. In response to that caller who says, well, you know, tell me what Trump has accomplished. Well, one thing he can do is go to the West Virginia Coal Association's website. And you can read the president's message, and he says that Donald Trump has fulfilled every single one of his promises to the coal industry. So that's a good start.
Yes.
And, yeah, every single one. Yippee-skippy. And what I also wanted to mention before I get to the main point is you've said in the past that the Taliban would chop your hands off and legs off if they caught you growing poppies.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Well, John Curacao said that that was for 1 year. Now, if you want to hear that video where he says that they only did it for 1 year, they ramped it down, and then they ramped it back up, you got to go to A Sea of Blood, John Curacao, and I think it's at the 19-minute mark. but I'm not 100% sure. But it is in that interview. And he did a 10-part series interview with The Real News. But he said it was only for 1 year. So you might want to rethink that. And the last point I wanted to make, Google in your spare time negative people poison. And for all you bad spellers out there, P-O-I-S-O-N. And read any article and go from there. But you will find that negative people can make you very, very ill. Anyway,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, they can, Michael. And, you know, you've got negative people calling in all week long and just dumping garbage on you. Your so-called negative friends, they're going to kill you. Anyway, I wanted to talk about the last time I called in was in mid-July. And I took issue with Dustin, and, you know, he says nothing is happening, blah, blah, blah. And so what I did, I mentioned five facilities, U.S. Steel, which was remodeling. It's a Mon Valley facility in Pennsylvania, Foxconn in Wisconsin, $10 billion. Cameron LNG in Louisiana, Chrysler Fiat in Detroit, $4.5 billion. And I mentioned Mazda Toyota in Huntsville. So, about 10 minutes after I hung up, this guy calls in and he said, Nathan is completely wrong about these facilities. All these manufacturing deals that, you know, I mentioned, they're being finished up in the ground well before Trump was in office. And that is a flat-out lie. You know, why is this guy calling in? Foxconn wasn't in the ground. Cameron LNG, Trump was there for the grand opening in May. Mazda Toyota just announced their Huntsville joint venture, and so did Chrysler Fiat up in Detroit. And the strangest thing that happened is that Dustin calls in the next day and he said, did you hear Jeff in North Carolina say that these facilities were all in the ground? Well, you know, these guys are trying to stick me as a liar when I didn't lie. And so my question to you is, are you paying Dustin to call in? Are you and Stad Miller paying Dustin to call in here?
No, Trump, we're not.
You're not? Okay. Well, whatever. I remember the first rally that Trump did in Louisiana, and he said that the only reason people go to a Trump rally is to see a rock star. And if that's not a paid Trump bashing whatever, I don't know. You know, it has nothing to do with patriotism. I mean, you know, this guy is off the wall, you know. So you're not playing
him? I mean, Nathan, it's no secret that politicians rely on their own star power to fill up those rallies. I mean, Hillary Clinton did it. Bill Clinton did it. It's become part of the political landscape. And
yeah.
I think for a lot of people, there is a certain thrill in actually seeing these people in person that you've only seen on TV for the rest of your life. Anyway, listen, Nathan, got to let you go.
Sure. Bye-bye.
We have other callers waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Tony in New Jersey. Aloha, Tony. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Nui Nui.
Aloha, Nui Nui.
Hey, I was calling in to see what you think about legal immigration. You know, 100 million non-whites to come into the country every year. How you think that's a good thing?
Well, I have no problem with legal immigration because it means these people are going through medical checks. They're going through background checks. I think there should be reasonable limits so that American jobs are reserved for legal American citizens.
Yeah, but you also advocate for voting, don't you? So when you have 100 immigrants that come into the year, who are they going to vote for each year? Do you think those legal immigrants are going to vote conservative, or do you think those legal immigrants are going to vote, you know, for Democratic?
Well, there's an interesting dimension to this that few people talk about, and that is that most of the legal immigrants who are coming into this country are very religious, they're very Christian, and so without somebody, you know, waving an inducement or at them, I tend to think they're going to vote more conservative than liberal. But
so
if they're a legal citizen,
Okay, Tony? So the 100 million legal immigrants are going to come in and vote, you know, conservative. Okay, that makes a point. I thank you. Okay, thanks for your opinion, Mike. And then can I ask you one more question? When did they put on when did they put on the Statue of Liberty, give me liberty or give me, you know, the open invitation? Wasn't it like during the 1965 Immigration Act? Do you know who was behind that?
It's not actually on the Statue of Liberty. It's the opening lines of a poem.
Yeah, but when was it put there? Do you know?
I don't know that it's actually physically on the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, okay, because you never climbed up there.
Well, on the inside, yeah, when I was a kid.
Isn't it something like Ezra 11 or something that she put the poem there, give me your tired, your poor, and like it was never like that, you know, when they first gave the Statue of Liberty?
Yeah, that's the poem, and it was actually during the heyday when the United States needed a flood of immigrants to grow the country, to fuel the industry. But again, as a sovereign nation, we have a right to say, okay, we will allow this many legal immigrants into our country this year.
But what do you mean as a sovereign nation, though? Like, how are we a sovereign nation anymore? If we're bringing in a million
illegal immigrants.
We are a sovereign nation.
We've not surrendered our sovereignty to any other power.
If we're bringing in a million legal immigrants a year, let's do the math, Mensa Mike. Come on. After how many years will there not be any white people anymore? Because they're not bringing in white immigrants, are they, Mike?
Okay, Tony, if they're legal immigrants, there will be controls in place. I know the liberals want the borders wide open. Soros wants the borders wide open. But I don't have a problem with legal immigrants.
So
it's
what's
the illegal immigrants.
Bringing them in here legally and then just having open borders.
MS-13 for one, contagious diseases for another. You know, a mindset about we don't have to assimilate. You have to adjust to us. I mean, Teddy Roosevelt said it best.
Tony, my turn, my radio show.
Teddy Roosevelt said it best. If you want to come here, you're welcome. But just understand, we have one language here. That's English. We have one set of laws to which all must conform. And you've got to fit in. You can't come in here and just start screaming.
That's not happening, though.
I understand it's not happening, especially with the illegal immigrants.
With the same thing. It's happening with the legal immigrants too, Mike.
It's mostly the illegals who are acting this way.
No, that's not true. That's a lie.
All right, Tony, let me say one more thing.
Okay, let me say one more thing. So hold on.
No, I think we're done with this phone call. I'm going to switch over to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day to you, Michael. That was a little wild exchange here. Your last caller, Tony, yeah, the Statue of Liberty, I believe that was in the 1890s when they started, where they were talking about, give me your tired and your poor and all that. Because it was a gift from France, the Statue of Liberty. We all know
yes.
It came from France, the French. And to your last caller's point, I will say this. There is something that's kind of really curious, though, Michael, and you agree to it. That you're bringing these Hispanics in here, whatever they come from, and they're keeping their own cultural identity more than they ever did in the turn of the century. Because remember, they even had inoculations at the turn of the century. So you were the Poles, the Danes, the Swedes, the Germans, Irish, or whoever came here, they had to get inoculated, number one. These people are not even being really vetted properly that are sneaking in. The ones that are going to facilities are getting maybe, but the ones that are sneaking in, you never catch them. You don't know where they're at, what city they're going to. Yeah, that's got to stop. But by the way, you saw 9 Americans got murdered in Mexico yesterday. I'm sure you saw that, right?
Yeah. It was like a drug.
Yeah, hit. A whole family, a little kid. They say they raped. Matt Drudge report. Matt, I'm looking at Drudge just now. He said four of the women were raped. The kids were shot to death in the SUVs. I mean, Matt Drudge has got a really heavy report on this right now. If you go on the Drudge report about what happened to these women and the kids, it's sickening. But yeah, Michael, you know, that's another thing that Molly Tibbetts' case is coming up next month. They're going to start bringing that
yes.
Tibbetts, and now they got all these Mexican consulates coming here saying this poor guy. The poor guy here, he takes her out in a cornfield and rapes her or whatever he did to her, stabbed the heck out of her. And, you know, the media's keeping this hush-hush because they know this is going to be explosive. Now you got the 9 Americans murdered. That's going to be explosive. But again, Michael, like we always talk every time not every time, but a lot of times when I call your show, look at a murder rate in Chicago again, Michael.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. And here, Trump's this and Trump's that and Trump's all. But look, you know, I think Trump is tough. I think he's tough because, you know what, he's basically telling you the border is going to be secured one way or the other. And by the way, did you see Newsmax yesterday, Jerome Corsi, what defense they showed, the virtual defense the military's using, Michael?
Yes.
You heard about that new fence they got? They have a fence.
Is that the one that the smugglers are already sawing through?
No, sir. No, that's what that – Let me explain it to you real quickly. The Newsmax had it on. Of course, he shows the lady the actual footage of the military. They've been using this in Afghanistan, Michael. And I'm not. And of course, Jerome Corsi's telling them, why haven't they built the 1,700 miles that they need with this fence? Because this fence can be built. You can have it built in 6 months. The whole quadrant, the whole 1,700 miles. This fence is unbelievable. You have to see the video. When a truck runs into it, the fence goes upward and it collapses back down. There nothing can penetrate it, and it's 12 feet high. It's a 12-foot high metal fence, and it's some kind of weird metal they're using for this fence. But if you see the video, you're going to go, what the heck is that? I saw the video, and of course he had it on Newsmax yesterday. I think he had it on OAN also. He was on One American News with the same video, and they showed this fence. The United States military is currently using it in Syria, Afghanistan, all these other places. And I'm saying, and of course, Jerome Corsi's already got a hold of Trump to tell him, hey, start building this fence. You don't need all that 30-footer. You just got to put the 12-footer up. And this thing collapses when the vehicle hits. It just collapses back on down in the vehicle. And as far as people trying to – a man might be able to scale up, but a woman would have a very hard time trying to scale the fence. Some men may be – the Mexicans might be able to scale the males, but not the females. I almost promise you that. But, Michael, I got to let you in on a little secret. Have you heard about the movie The Terminator, the new one out with Schwarzenegger?
Yes.
And what's her name? You know, and this is what I really called your show about, and everybody in your audience. You know, in the movie, they showed a beast train. You know the beast train that brings all these Central Americans up into Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, there's a 10-minute clip in the movie with the beast train and all these thousands of Mexicans on the beast train. And they're but I'm saying to myself, you know, of course, Hollywood's Kookafornia. I call it Kookafornia. And Kookafornia, they always have to throw a little bit of liberal slant in everything and all their filthy garbage they put out nowadays. It was a very action-packed movie, but here again, it's about the beast train in Mexico. You have to see it to believe it. And I'm saying to myself, you know, that's a good question. Whatever, if they want to stop this immigration, all these hundreds of thousands of illegals, why haven't they derailed the beast train, Michael? Why hasn't that thing been sabotaged where it can't come south? I mean, excuse me, north, where they're at. Why isn't that beast train been why isn't the United States military, because Trump's talking tough now that he's going to go after, I guess, what happened with these 9 Americans murdered. I'm saying, well, why don't they just take a couple F-35s and blow these tracks out? Because what are these tracks serving the purpose for? What is this beast train actually for? What does it do? What is the beast train for, Michael? Do you have any idea?
It's just hauling people, and I don't know what its freight load would be. But with all these trade wars going on with Mexico, I can't imagine that there's all that much trade going on where that train track would be used for anything else. But the reality is there are a lot of ways to solve this illegal immigrant problem that are much less expensive. Like everything else involved with this government, it's just turned into another excuse to plunder the treasury and enrich politically connected contractors.
Well, Michael, I got a little shout out I want to give to Dustin, because I know he'll probably call tomorrow or maybe later if he's already called. But listen, I want to ask Dustin. You know, Trump had a rally last night in Kentucky, and Donald Trump did call out Pelosi. He said, hey, Pelosi, instead of worrying trying to impeach me, why don't you go back to your city of San Francisco, clean that dump out? Get rid of it. Why do you have poop control all over the place, Pelosi? So I want to know, you know, Dustin, say he's not going to vote. I think Dustin, maybe he should weigh things out a little more as far as, it's fine if you don't vote, Dustin. But your state of New Jersey is in total chaos with that bot, Robert Menendez. You got a bunch of kooks coming in New Jersey by the way, all these kooks are, did you see what's going on in Minnesota with the school board over there? The schools are exploding with so many illegal kids.
Yes.
That was on Breitbart today, Drudge. There's so many kids coming in from these third world countries into Minnesota. It's like, what the heck happened to Minnesota? Forget I can tell you stories about Portland, Maine. Maine's gone. Portland, Maine is gone, Michael. It's part of Africa now. So my big buddy told me that lives up there in Portland. He said, John, 20 years ago, you'd have came down here. Oh, man. oh, no, you can't do that. Now look at it. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on here with all this immigration is insane. Big John was telling me everything. It's unbelievable. The people in Maine are so fed up, they're leaving in droves. They're going to the Carolinas. They're leaving Maine like crazy. Believe it or not, that's a beautiful state, Michael, by the way.
Yes, it is. People been there many times.
People are just totally fed up with, I can't even tell you what he's telling me about how the government's helping these people, these refugees come in there getting free electricity and heating oil. But if you're an American, you got to pay up your yin-yang for heating oil and electricity. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The stories I've heard, I couldn't believe it. But, you know, this immigration thing, Michael, I tell you, like we've already said, these demon rats are, you know, they're going to try to get Texas. That's the main state they're going after to get all these Mexico, whoever they can get, Central Americans. They're going to flip that state in 8 years. That's going to go Democrat. You're going to see that.
Yes.
You'll see that. Texas will go
Democrat.
They're going to
try to flip it
over
next year.
I don't think it's going to happen next year, Michael. I'll be honest with you. It's not going to happen next year. But it's going to be a slow burn probably in 8 years. Look at New Jersey. I remember that in the 60s, actually, New Jersey was a pretty much Republican state like California, where Dustin's from. You got all those Puerto Ricans coming. You know, a lot of these Puerto Ricans, they come in here, they're not Republican. They're full-blown Democrat. There's some of them. I got a lot of friends that are Puerto Rican that are Republican, but most of them are Democrat. And they're coming in from Puerto Rico into Florida. That's what they're trying to do here. And that's why, thank God we got a governor who said no sanctuary cities, because, you know what, this guy Gillum would have won. That would have turned Florida into a sanctuary state, just like California. We'd have so many, every state would be, city in the state of Florida be a sanctuary. But now, they're actually rounding these people up and getting them out. They are getting them out, I must say that. That's a good thing. And as far as the Statue of Liberty, I tell you what, instead of holding a torch, I think she should be shooting a bird saying, keep out. We don't need no more. We're overcrowded. We're full. The halls are full. I mean, that's what I think. So we'll see what happens in this election, Michael, coming up within a year now. It's only a year out, so we'll see how it's going to play out. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, it will be. Okay, well, thank you very much for the phone call, Tom. We're going to switch over to Miles in Maine. Aloha, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Just wanted to comment on a couple of calls. It's been such a day for the for the contentious callers, but I want to, you know, Tony, I agree with the genesis of his point. Nathan, I totally agree with, and I'd like to caution Nathan, you must remember, and I like Dustin, makes a lot of good calls, but Dustin is a lifelong Democrat, so he's not used to seeing anything get done. And then, you know, you got Mark. You've got Mark there, and I don't know what he's looking at, but socialism's never worked anywhere. Every country involved with it's floundering, and always has from its essence. And he's going to vote for Tulsi Gabbard, anti-gun, open borders. The only good point she's got is the anti-war position, and they're not going to let her carry that out with all these war whores they got running around. So, you know, I don't know what Mark's talking about. I mean, what's he talking about, Bernie Sanders? See, that's a good choice to take 95% of the billionaire's income. I mean, I don't know what Mark is. I don't know what happened with him, but he needs to come back on board, come back in alignment, look at reality. Because, you know, Cortez building a bridge to Hawaii and all this nonsense. I mean, I don't see how anybody could understand how. And taking the guns and all this nonsense, how any of that's of any value. They've never had a solution for the economy. And he was wrong from the beginning. What did it do about Hillary? Well, it's 2019. Hillary's not there. So that's what it did. And, you know, I can understand people being unhappy with Trump, because no matter who is this president, no matter pick your favorite, pick your favorite of any president that's existed, 50% of the people don't like him. So I think we should be happy with the few victories at least we do get out of Trump, and hope that maybe we can persuade him through, you know, activism, folk, whatever, talking to his people, to come a little bit more our way. But for these people that always sit there and say the man hasn't done nothing, they're just unconscious. They're in a coma because they just want to see that he hasn't done nothing. But actually, like Nathan pointed out, Nathan was exactly right with his numbers and his statements. He really was. And that's all I really wanted to say, Mike. As usual, it's another great show, but I thought it was just pretty contentious today with a few of the
It was
callers,
definitely contentious here, but, you know, again, politics is perception. And we're going to have to let you go because we've got to take another break for commercials. We've got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Jill in Arizona. Aloha, Jill. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, aloha, Mike. I'm just calling. I'm really surprised at how angry and accusing and short-tempered some of your callers are, and they cut you off, and it's like, my goodness, as if you run the world. But we don't always agree, but I find your show enjoy every bit of it. whether we agree or not, but I can't imagine calling and, you know, accusing you of this and that, and why haven't you done this? And I was just going to tell you, hey, have a good day, and I'm praying for Claire, and I just hope you get settled in, and I wish you well.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the thought here, and I figure probably by the end of this coming weekend, I'll have this all sorted out, and we're going to be down to the part of the movie where we decide what gets hung on the walls and where it goes and that other decorator type stuff. And as far as the hostile callers, they're not calling in to have a debate. They're there to push a particular point or agenda. In this case, one of them today was there's really functionally no difference between illegal and legal immigrants, and therefore we should allow the illegals to continue to pour on in, or whatever the rationale was behind all of that. But yeah, it does feel like this show is rapidly becoming a focal point in the online debate over whether Trump should be reelected or not. And frankly, I don't see anybody out there any better than him. I just don't want Hillary to run against him.
Oh, boy, that'll be fun. Well, to your listeners, I have a little insider information that, yes, the wall is going ahead, and there is a push on any work involved with building the wall. It's like we want these reports in yesterday, so they can calm down a little bit. But don't take it out on you is my point, is like, my goodness, you know, you can disagree with someone in a respectful manner, and it just upset me to see him be so angry with you. So I've listened to you for years.
Well, thank you very much.
All righty, Mike. Well, thank you. That's all I wanted to say. And you and Claire, I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
We certainly will. I mean, tonight is the season premiere of The Curse of Oak Island, and I'm waiting to see that happen. And considering how little they accomplish season to season, I don't know why I find that show so addicting, but I do. It's one of the few TV programs I actually queue up on the DVR. And so anyway, Jill, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch to James in Tokyo. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
The last caller, Mike, she's right. A lot of sour people calling. Like one of that the guy who called you, Chris, he sounded like a real sour SOB. But anyway, I listened to a replay of your show from yesterday. And there you go again, Mike. You're getting on the case of Greta Thunberg for trying to stifle opposition on Facebook. How dare you, that little irritating Soros-sponsored wench, should be on the other side of the ocean going to school.
Okay, well, listen, James, stay on the line. We got to take a break for station identification. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.